Thank you, Chair. Kenya commends the forum for its crucial role in fostering inclusive dialogue on human rights and development, and we welcome the opportunity to engage in this critical conversation on financing for development. Our perspective is rooted in the African experience and the challenges faced by the Global South. In Kenya's journey towards sustainable development, we've seen how financing plays a pivotal role in realizing human rights and fostering inclusive growth. Our social protection programs and climate action initiatives demonstrate the transformative power of targeted investments. However, the current global financial architecture often hinders efforts of developing nations. Persistent debt burdens, unfair trade practices, and inadequate climate finance impede our progress. Inequitable representation in global financial institutions has further compounded into an ineffective and unequal order. Kenya firmly believes in the right to development as an inalienable human right. We call for reforms in the global trading system to address structural inequalities, comprehensive debt relief initiatives, and fulfillment of climate finance commitments, particularly the Loss and Damage Fund, and in the lead up to COP29. We emphasize that financing for development must be equitable and responsive to developing countries' needs, and advocate for global financial order that upholds collective responsibility, respects the rights to development, and facilitates investments in critical areas such as healthcare, education, and climate resilience. We ask, how can we strengthen the implementation of the right to development and collective responsibility principles to create a truly inclusive global financial system? Thank you.
Thank you very much.